Good morning. The time is 11:30. I'm Grady.
And I'm Razor, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
Starting August 4th, the Northeast 42nd Avenue Bridge will be closed for reconstruction for 2 years. The reconstruction will be making the bridge earthquake ready, as well as connect the pedestrian and cyclists to Northeast Holman Neighborhood Greenway and Northeast 47th Avenue Multi-Use Path. During the reconstruction, the closest alternative routes for cars will be Northeast 33rd Avenue, Northeast 60th, and Cully Boulevard, KGW reports.
Yesterday at 6, Portland Fire and Rescue responded to a brush fire right off I-205 by Holgate. According to Fox 12, witnesses said a car had caught fire and pulled to the side of the road in the process of evacuations for safety. All of the dry grass off to the side of I-205 got caught, and that quickly escalated. Everyone was safe, and Portland Fire and Rescue arrived to the scene. They were able to control the blaze, and Portland police arrived to help direct the flow of traffic away from the fire. And speaking of fire, there's often a burn ban during summer months, especially during heat waves. So make sure to look into that before having any camp or bonfire or any sort of flame. And yes, this even means fireworks. Stay cool, stay safe, and stay hydrated.
From COIN, if you live in Oregon, there's a good chance you've heard about Tillamook Creamery, whether from the refrigerated aisle of your local grocery or by its recent title of World's Best Sharp Cheddar Cheese. But did you know the Food Network recently named it on their list of most charming small-town restaurants in every state? If you didn't know, the Tillamook Creamery has a restaurant in its own hometown of Tillamook, Oregon. And the Food Network puts it, while Tillamook's small population may not make tourists want to visit, the creamery is one reason you need to stop by.
According to PPS, principal of Kellogg Middle School, Tai Nguyen, has been named Senior Director of Schools for PPS. Working with K through 8 and comprehensive middle and high school, he's been principal since 2023. And since then, he has shown impeccable efforts. He is also an effective, compassionate, and impactful leader. One of Mr. Nguyen's main areas of expertise is comprehensive math, instruction for English language learners, and he has presented papers and research on the subject of the Annual Conference of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, ESEA, and Office of English Language Acquisition Services, OELAS. Says PPS.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Grady.
And I'm Razor, and we'll be back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. Whether it's going for your very first job or starting your career, many job seekers stumble over what to put down on a resume or application. This is especially true if you don't have a long work history. To build your resume, Lonnie Martinez of the Oregon Employment Department says, don't be afraid to take on volunteer jobs.
It offers them the ability to be somewhere on time, to be responsible enough to complete the duty, whatever it may be, or duties. It also shows their willingness to be civic-minded and help in the community in which they live and help other people.
Your Career, Your Choice is a service of WorkSource Oregon. For more information on how WorkSource Oregon can help you get your career started, go to our website at workinginoregon.org or visit the WorkSource Oregon Center nearest you.
We would do anything for our kids, and sometimes the easiest things are the most important things, like checking the back seat when we get out of the car. Children get left or trapped in hot cars and die of heat stroke every year. All it takes is one distraction and the unthinkable can happen, especially on a warm day. We can prevent these tragedies with one easy habit. Always stop and look for kids before you lock your car and walk away. It only takes a second and can save a child's life. Remember, stop, look, and lock. A message from ODOT.
Portland weather. The forecast for today is a sunny with a high of 94 degrees. Tonight, it's looking pretty clear with an overnight low of 59 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny once again with a high of 88 degrees. Right now, we have clear and 81 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear skies and 86 degrees in Hillsborough. And it's currently clear and 84 degrees in the Rose City. Also in weather news, we have a heat advisory today until 10 p.m. So make sure to stay cool, stay safe, and stay hydrated. We apologize here at KBPS for the previous technical difficulties airing this interview at 11 o'clock, but right now, here is the full interview with Charlotte Wild, youth rock climber and Portland native.